I don't even know what day it is, but it's 3 minute review time.
It's Thursday, May 19th.
19th, two days after my birthday. It's Isla's birthday?
Isla's birthday was yesterday, and it was my friend Adrian's birthday, and I forgot both. I didn't forget. I was like, you should text them, not Isla. She's a child.
How old is she now?
I want to say she's 9? 10? 9?
I don't remember.
I don't know. I think she was born in, I don't know, 1,000?
Just as quick context, friend of yours.
My best guy friend, Jeremy Gans, had
married a woman
named Susie.
Had a child, had two children.
Two little hell kids
who tortured us when we went and visited Toronto, but now they live in the Yukon. This is not interesting. However, I would rate that family a 4 out of 5.
They're a great family.
I like visiting them.
They adore you.
They're great. I mean, anyone who adores me is great.
Yeah, every time I get...
Being adored, 5 out of 5.
Whenever I'm mad at you and I tell Jeremy that I'm mad at you, he's like, yeah, but he's the best one.
Yeah. Jeremy, Team Mike. Jeremy's 5 out of 5.
I now almost faint before I start work almost every day. So I rate that just a solid 1 out of 5.
Yeah, I saw you do it this morning. You said do some heavy breathing.
What I do is I get up, I'm like, oh, I'm going to faint. So then I sit back down. Then I usually either burst into tears or just let the tears quietly spill out of my eyes. And then I think about how... I know that I'm not in the same kind of danger I was when I was being workplace abused at the CBC, but it's close.
Well, it probably doesn't take much to feel the same, even if the circumstances are different.
Yeah,
right?
I was trying to lock into what it is, and I think it's like it's inconsistency. It's like inconsistency of like purpose, because it's like I am the boss, but I'm not the boss, basically.
And so, like, this idea of being at the whim
of forces that I don't understand. Like, I never know the why of what I'm doing.
They're not even predictable. Yeah.
Exactly. I just never know why I'm doing anything. And then when I lock into, like, I'm like, oh, this is totally what I'm supposed to be doing, the work gets thrown out.
It's interesting. Marcus and I were talking about this NFT project I'm working on, and I was saying that I'm trying to figure out, like, the tone of how to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mark's advice was get aligned on the kind of the purpose of
the why,
like, of the why. And then from that, you'll at least have a rubric that you can say this corresponds to that or doesn't.
Yeah.
Right. Which feels like that's what's lacking for you is this sense of like, there's no way to know if you're on the right path or not, except for...
And they hired me to be the why, because it's like, they hired me because it's like, it's two Americans writing a Canadian show, and they hired me to be like, oh, this is what, like, this
you're
is...
You're the whim.
Yeah. I'm the whim?
Yeah.
Well, how?
There's no whim or reason, right?
Isn't there rhyme.
Like, no rhyme. You're the rhyme.
I'm the rhyme.
Wait, what's whim?
Whim is like, I don't know, just look it up.